So the Miller needs one save by Schneider Miller from the cowl. That each one is a mutak in the hole. Each one is a mutak in the hole. So that means the Shvuya is both. Nishba the Niftar and Nishba the Neif. It's Nishba the Niftar because he's a whole, he's a mutak in the whole talent. And when he swears, we give him heavy talent. So as a result of his Shvuya, we let him retain a half of the talent in which he's a mutak. In which he's a mutak. And if he will not swear, we'll take away. We'll take away the talent. So Memele, that means it's Nishba the Niftar. At the same time, when he swears, so he gets a half. So we take away this half that we give to women. We take away, in effect, from the possession of Shimon. So it's Nishba the Niftar also. So it's both. Now, so Memele, since it's both, so the Rambam can call it Nishba the Niftar. He could call it Nishba the Niftar too, but he can call it Nishba. Nishba the Niftar also. Now, what would be the halacha in such a case? Let's say he's a meicher. If we assume that by Shnai Mirv and Talis, where they both hold on to Talis, so each one is a mozek in the hole. Each one is a mozek in the hole. So the Shvuye is the Shvuye that the Chachomim Omitake is both, Nishba v'Niftar and Nishba v'Neif. Suppose the meicher testifies, let's say, look at Zuzem Itarvay, and the meicher says that he remembers that he was Nisrafe to Ruvin, and not to Shim. And not to Shimon. So could there be an assuming that each one is in water in the whole thing? As the Shifta Rambam means. So would Shimon be Mechuyev Shvuyev Raiz or not? So he could argue both ways. We could say, since each one is in water in the whole thing, so the Shvuyev would be both Nishba v'Niftar and Nishba v'Neitir. So it's Nishba v'Niftar also, so maybe the Mechuyev Shvuyev Raiz. Or perhaps, since the whole halacha that the Midrash of Chayim Shvuyah is not based upon Tzvore, if it had been based upon Tzvore, so we could say that a Midrash can be Mechayev Shvuyah of Nishba the Niftar, but it could not be Mechayev Shvuyah of Nishba V'Neir. So it's not this Tzvore, it's a Gzeirat HaKos. So the Gzeirat HaKos of Tzvore is that the Midrash and all Shvuyah are only Nishba V'Niftar, not Nishba V'Neir. So, maybe we could say that in the case where it's both Nishba v'Niftar and Nishba v'Neitir, there is no Chiyuv Shvuyah D'Raisa. Because when is there a Chiyuv Shvuyah D'Raisa when it's only Nishba v'Niftar? But if it is both Nishba v'Niftar and Nishba v'Neitir, as in this case, where each one is a Muzet, in the whole thing, there is no Shvuyah D'Raisa. That's one way of saying it. But it would be very reasonable to say just the opposite. In other words, if we say that when two hold on to a talent, so no one is immersed in anything, so the talent is just as if it has been lying on the street, then it's only Nishba v'Neitir. So there certainly couldn't be a Chiyuv Shvuyah D'Raisa. But if we say that each one is immersed in the whole thing, so it's both, it's Nishba v'Niftar and Nishba v'Neitir. So then we could argue either way. We could say since it's Nishba v'Niftar that would be a Chiyuv Shvuyah D'Raisa, after all the fact that it's also Nishba v'Neitir doesn't harm. Oh, you could say, no, it's Gzeirat HaKos of Nishba v'Niftar. So only when it's completely, when it's exclusively Nishba v'Niftar, not if it's both Nishba v'Niftar and Nishba v'Neitir. There is no Shvuyah D'Raisa when it's both Nishba v'Niftar and Nishba v'Neitir. We could say that wouldn't be unreasonable. Now, so mainly in the Rambam, the Rambam says, on one hand, the Rambam says in Pirushan Mishnah, the Mishneh, that where the Meicher testifies, I saw that there was Nisrata to Ruvay, so Shimon is Mechuyev Shvuyah D'Raisa. Even though the Rambam calls the Shvuyah of Shnai Mirv and Italis, Nishba v'Neitir, because the Rambam holds that when two hold on to Italis, so each one is immersed in the whole thing. So maybe it's Nishba v'Neitir, he calls it Nishba v'Neitir, but it's also Nishba v'Niftar. It's also Nishba v'Niftar. Since it's also Nishba v'Niftar, so he can be Mechuyev Shvuyah D'Raisa. However, now, in Rashi, we could say that, in other words, when Rashi says, so we see that he's not Mechayev Shvuyah D'Raisa. So one way of explaining Rashi is that Rashi holds, like the fourth possible explanation, the Rosh Hashanah and Talis, neither one is a mutak in anything. So it's certainly no Chiyuv Shvuyah D'Raisa. But it's possible to say that Rashi holds that each one is a mosaic in the whole thing. And still, Rashi says that the Tidni, the Meicher says, I know, I remember that I was Nisrasa to Reuben. So both Reuben and Shimon are Mechui Veshweder Rabonon, and Shimon is not Mechui Veshweder. I say, why? Because since each one is mosaic in the whole thing, so it's both, it's Nishba B'Niftar and Nishba B'Neitel. And Rashi holds that when it's there a Shwe the Raisa, well, it's only Nishba B'Niftar. But if it's both Nishba B'Niftar and Nishba B'Neitel, there is no Shwe the Raisa. That's not unreasonable. I would be disposed to assume that when it's both, there could be a Shwe the Raisa. But it's not unreasonable to say that when it's there a Shwe the Raisa, only when it is exclusively Nishba B'Niftar. But if it's both, there is no Shwe the Raisa. There is no Shwe the Raisa. So in Mele, there is no Hechach. From this Rashi, that Rashi holds like the fourth explanation, fourth possible explanation. Maybe Rashi Shita is like the third possible explanation. But let's see. I just want to go to the Gemara, proceed with the Gemara and the Rashi, and then we'll discuss the Maram Rutenberg and the Rosh. Because the Gemara further, there is a Rashi, and the Gemara further, which has a bearing on this question, as to whether Rashi Shita is that the Schneider is in Italis. So neither party is a mosaic in anything, or that either party is a mosaic in the whole thing. All right. So let's proceed with the Gemara. Leime masnisen de loike benam. Leime masnisen de loike benam. So what does the man say? Chemvere alpim kosi. So what happened there? A balabayis had workers, and the workers worked for him. So he had to pay them. He didn't have any cash with him. So at the end of the day, so he took his tailing to the assembly, to his grocery man, from whom he usually buys, and he said to the company, now I owe these workers $100 for the work they did for me. So you give them. You give them $100, and I'll pay. Then they both come and demand money, the workers and the assembly. So the company says, you told me to give $100 to your workers. I gave $100 to your workers. So now you reimburse me for the $100 I gave them. And the payroll, most of them, and the wages, they say they didn't get a penny from the company. Now, what does the Balabais know? He doesn't know who's telling the truth and who is lying. So the halacha is, that's one of the shuwe salishi of Mishboim Vinay. So the chemveni has to take a shvuah. That's what the rabbanon said. The chemveni has to take a shvuah that he gave the workers $100, and he gets $100 from the balabais. And the payalim have to take a shvuah. They didn't get a penny from the chemveni, and again they get their wage. So benana is Israel. He says one of the two, either the payalim or the chemveni, swears the shvuah. He called it Shua Shov, all right, but Shov, he put it in check. So Memele, how can Bezdin impose a Shvuyah upon a number of parties when Bezdin knows that one of the parties will definitely be swearing for? So Bezdin cannot do that. So Memele, but Bezdin cannot say he imposes a Shvuyah upon one and not upon the other, because Bezdin doesn't know who tells the truth and who is lying. So Memele, they both are entitled to take from the balabais without a shvuah. Now according to Rabbanon, so they both take only with the shvuah. So it's a shvuah of nishba b'neitel. So that is the Rabbanon. Now, so this halacha that they are both naked with the shvuah is the Rabbanon. What would be the halacha in the Raisa? Suppose the Chachamim did not intervene and did not enact any special takonos. What would be the halacha in the Raisa? So the halacha in the Raisa would be as follows. Now, each one has a bintor, has a claim against the balabais. So the chemveni has a claim against the balabais. He says, you have to reimburse me. I pay the workers. And the workers have a claim against the balabais. We worked for you. You didn't pay us. The chemveni didn't give us a penny. So we have to consider each claim separately. As far as their claims against the balabais are concerned, so the other party is a third party. The other party. Ma'isli, as the Gemara says, Ma'isli, the Chemini says, Ma'isli got a payalim, and the payalim say, Ma'isli got a balabais. They both, each one of the two parties, has a claim against the Balabais. Now, insofar as the Balabais is concerned, in respect to the claim that the Chemveni presents against the Balabais. So what? So the Balabais was not mechuyev to the Chemveni at all. Originally, at outset, he was not mechuyev. But if it is true that the Chemveni gave $100 to the workers, so then the Balabais became mechuyev. And the Chemveni stayed in Tanya's boy. The Chemveni stayed in Tanya's boy that the Balabais is mechuyev to him. And what does the Balabais say? Is the Balabais staying in Tanya's boy? No, the Balabais doesn't know. So in respect to the claim that the Chemveni has against the Balabais, what kind of an idea is the Balabais an idea? It's an idea in Schayat. In other words, the Balabais said, the Chemveni staying in Tanya's boy, the Balabais boring. That's what the Chemveni is saying. And the Balabais says, any idea? I don't know. Maybe I am mechuyev to you because you gave, as I told you, and maybe not. Maybe you did not give my workers. So in respect to the claim that the Chemveni presents against the Balabais says, in idea is chayati. We pass that in idea is chayati is chayat. It's potter. In idea. In Paraticho, is high. So, neither I say the Balabais doesn't have to give the Chemveni at all, not depends, because the Chemveni is staying in time of the Pori, and the Balabais is staying in time of Shemo, and it's in Yidea and Ischayati. So, in such a case, Bori the Shemo is love Bori of it, in such a case. So, Mimele, neither I say he's Potter. The Chemveni cannot call. Now, how about the claim that is presented by the Peolim against the Balabais? So there it is admitted that he owes them. The Balabais owes the Peolim, they worked for it. The question is, was that obligation, that chiyuv, that obligation that the Balabais owes the Peolim discharged by virtue of the fact that the Chemveni paid them, or it wasn't discharged? So what did the Peolim say? You are mechuyev to us originally, and it was not discharged. And what did the Balabais say? Any idea? So, in respect to the claim presented by the Peolim against the Balabais, so what does the Balabais say in the idea in Praticho? So, neither I say, so the Balabais does not have to pay the Chemveni, but he has to pay the Peolim. You have to pay. So, the Chachomim of Misake, according to the Rabbonon, they both get paid. And we issue. We. And according to Nanes, because it's Mida Rabbonon, so both get paid without issue. Now the Gemara says, Ule Masis Lod Gananes, Gide Nanes, Goma, Kekta Tino Veinu Boim Zishu Eshov. So here too, how is it that both swear, but one of them will swear falsely? So the Gemara says, no, here it's not necessarily so that one of them will swear falsely. Maybe they'll both swear the truth. I feel, because what will swear? Shvua she'in she'esh li bo ve'in li bo pachim chetzio. So all he's swearing is that he has at least a half. So it could be that both will be swearing the truth if both pick it up at the same time. So I feel it's even so somebody can swear shop. Or can you name a direct shvua shop? The Russian of the Gemara is now, according to Rav Netan, it's not just a possibility that they will be swearing truthfully, but it's presumed like that, and I'm sorry that each one owns that they both did at the same time. So the Russian of the Gemara is a little difficult according to Ramtam Shite, because Ramtam is difficult on the basis of the deal, because the Loshna Admore is Hoche Yikero Neyma Adurekesh Vashov Eima Vitavai Badodashov. But according to Ramtam, it's not Yikero Neyma, it's a Vada. So Ramtam will have to explain it, since it is possible that Avai Badodash Buro and they both hold on to it, so Memele it's already a Vada. This is how Ramtam will have to explain it. Now the Gemara has another kind. Lei masis loy kisumche. Di kisumche so ma mom lamut lo bisof ich chayu kim lo yishvuo. Kabe mach nifora bachameya. So according to Rabbonon, so we say, We say that it's Hamitzi Mechaveir Olavarai. Hamitzi Mechaveir Olavarai. So that was Machu for Mechaveir. We all. So I say, Ruben is original Balapo. Shimon is original Balachameir. And they made an exchange. And then the Poro, around that time of the exchange was made, so gave birth to the Vlad. Now, if we knew that the Poro gave birth to the Vlad a second before the exchange was made, so then the Vlad would belong to the original owner of the Poro. So, if we knew that the Vlad, that Poro gave birth to the Vlad a second after the exchange, so then it would belong to the original Balchameir. But we don't know whether the Poro gave birth to the Vlad a moment before the exchange or a moment after the exchange. So the Rabbonim say, Amitim Chaveirei Olavarai. In other words, if it happens to be in the Rishus of Reuven, so then Reuven has it, the Vlad. If it happens to be in the Rishus, when the Shiloh comes up for Bezin, so it happens to be in the Rishus of Shimon, so then Shimon has it. Suppose it's kind of the Adam, so according to the Rabbonim, again we say Amitim Chaveirei. If it's kind of Agam, so there is no Murzek of Tofu, so there is a Murzek of Morekame. Who is the Morekame? The Morekame is the Ruben, the original owner of the Poro, because after all, that's the blood of the Poro. So the Murzek keeps it. Whoever the Murzek is. So Sumcha says, no. Sumcha says that it's Yachleit. So it's Yachleit. Why? Because one Amud Misofik is Chelke. But it's Chelke below Yeshua according to some Chelke. Here where it's Misofik, Shnaimos Vitalis is Chelke in Yeshua, so should we say that it's inconsistent with some Chelke? We must say that some Chelke is Yeshua, so one Amud Misofik is Chelke in Yeshua. So the Gemara says, so the Talisman says, turns to the Makshin and says, well am I, so what do you Makshin assume? That it's inconsistent with some Chelke. But it's not inconsistent with Rabbonin's view. Now, what do Rabbonin say over there? Rabbonin say over there that Amitim Chaveir Olavarai. But what am I Rabbonin? I'm Amitim Chaveir Olavarai. So it should be, it's inconsistent with Rabbonin also. The Tarsus says to the Machshin, why do you ask against Tumches? I will be Tumches. You could ask against Rabbonin too. So the Machshin answers, hi, Mike. In other words, this din of Shnayim Meir Mitalis. So Yachleit B'Shvua is not at all inconsistent with the view of Rabbanan. Because, on the contrary, it's completely in harmony with the Svore of the Rabbanan, or the din of the view of Rabbanan. So too, over there the Rabbanan say that the Muzek keeps the Vlad. Whether it's the Muzek of Tofus or the Muzek or the Morekame, who is the original owner of the Poro. So, hi, my, I am a Shem Rabbon on the horse of Nui Tafsi Tavayi. I'm Rabbon on Mitzvah Havir of Arai. Oh, it's Havayi Tafsi. Pound of Abishu. Now let's see what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? Who is Rashi? I am a Shem Rabbon on the horse of Nui Tafsi Tavayi. I'm Rabbon. Oh, it's Tafsi Tavayi. Pound of Abishu. Elo yamre tzumches, Elo yamre tzumches hash, umaro som du litavse davaye. Chilki milo yishue, litavse davaye, and one is the more. So still, we take it out from the possession of one, from the one who has exclusive possession over the vlad, and we divide it without issue. So Bezin, he has the right to take it out from the exclusive possession of the one who is Tofus and divide it without issue. So Mao, so it has it away, but only one is Tofus. One is Mud. Still we take it out from the possession of that one who is Tofus. And we actually we divide it below Shwe. So Hochad it away Tavzalo. So we coach that we should have the right, that Bezin should have the right to take it out from the possession of both and divide it without the shvuah. So what does Rashi say? Tavayetavs, venika meitzim chaveir, so the shvuah paudalo, kim dimechza gvayim, ba meshe chaveir etei,
die Heitofis Bechule. Wa Heitofis Bechule, wo ich keinem will Rabbonon, wo heit sie momen mich als Kossi Berdin. Ki damrin hossom li Rabbonon. Die Feuereihe, die Zricho Schwue. So Rashi says, the height of is the chule, the height of is the chule. Height of is the chule, the height of is the chule. So in other words, so we see from Rashi, that by Shnayim Hirzim Mikalev, each one is a mosek in the whole thing. And this is exactly the reason as to why, according to the Rabbonon, so the Makshin says, so that's why according to the Rabbonon, this din of the Mishnah of Shnayim Hirzim Mikalev is in complete harmony with the Rabbonon's din over there of Hamitzim Chavir Olaray. So he says, just as the Rabbonon over there, where one is the moon, and the other one is the mate. So they say, that if the one who is the moon is a kitzer, so here we're both Amozokim in the whole thing. Both Amozokim in the whole thing. So we mele, we cannot divide it, because we cannot divide it without the shvuah. Because if we would divide it without the shvuah, so it would mean that we are mating. True, Reuben is a mosek in the whole palace, and Shimon is a mosek in the whole palace. So if we were to divide it between Reuben and Shimon, Reuben should get every talent, and Shimon every talent without any shvuah. So it would mean that we are mating. We are mating the talent. Half of the talis that we give to Reuven, we are made here from the possession of Shimon, without right. So that's why, how you say, let him swear. So the swearing will be in lieu of the right. It's not such a strong right, the shvuah, it's not like Hayim, but this is the best we could do. So since there is aloha amazim chavir olam raya, so Reuven is a muzik in the whole thing, and Shimon is a muzik in the whole talis. Now, so we cannot divide the talents without the shvuah and give Reuven half. Because if we were to give Reuven half without any shvuah, it would mean that we are in effect mating that half that we give to Reuven from the chazokeh, from the possession of Shimon, without any right. And it would mean, equally it would mean, that when we give half to the Shimon, so we are mating that half that we give to Shimon from the possession of Reuven, without any right. We have no right to give, to be made something from the possession of the other without any right. With a right. So the Chachamim said, let there be the right of Shuah, the fact that each one will swear. So it's in harmony with the longness of the Rabbon. Masha'in came according to Sumche. So Sumches, they say that we ignore the fact that one is the most. So that means that Bezna has the right on the basis of choice, since it is subject to Bezna. Who owns it? So Bezna has the right on the basis of choice to take away the blood, which is in the exclusive possession, let's say, of Reuven, of the original Balfour, whatever it is, to take it away from his possession, even though he has the exclusive possession over. So Bezdin has to take away the blood from the possession, let's say, of the moon, and to divide it without the shvuah. So certainly in the case where both are muzokim in the whole thing, not one is the exclusive muzok, and the other not. So we certainly should say that Bezdin should divide it without the shvuah. That's the Gemara's kasha. There's a Mach's kasha. It seems to be a very strong kasha. But anyway, we see that Rashi emphasizes. Rashi emphasizes the height of his kind of Mach's gevayne, Mach's chaviret of his. The height of his bichule, the height of his bichule. Now, so that seems, so from this Rashi, it's mashma. The Vashnai was with Alice, it's not as if it had been lying in the street. No one is the one. But each one is a mosek in the whole thing. Now, but Rashi says before, V'liyoda da'filiyoda b'zuin amich ne'emon, mishahonko t'limeika osok. So that doesn't present any difficulty. Because we could say, as I said before, if we say If we say the Bashtaim of the Talis, no one is removed in anything, then it is completely Nishba Benito, it's not Nishba Benito. Then there couldn't be any Shwed right.
Oh, yeah. But if we say that each one is removed in the whole thing, so then there could be Shwed right, because then the Shwed is both Nishba Benito and Nishba Benito. So then there could be Shwed right, and the Rambam Shifti is that there is a Shwed right. But the Rashi is not Nishubet to the Rambam. So maybe Rashi Shifti is like the third possible explanation, not like the fourth, that each one is immortal in the whole thing. But Rashi holds that that's a chiddush, but it's not unreasonable. That since it's both Nishba v'Neftar and Nishba v'Neftar, there is no Shwed Reis. Shwed Reis, in order to have a Shwed Reis, it must be only Nishba v'Neftar. If it's both, there is no Shwed Reis. That's not unreasonable. So we could say that. All right, anyway. So this is Gemara's Kash. El Yam Ritzumch has Hashem. ובאו עצמו תפסו את הווי החלק עם לישווה, הוכד את הווי תפסה, לא, לא קושקים. מורי די בטרץ, נאו קם זה טרץ of the טרץ. אפילו תאים לסום, כי לא מה סום חס, תצייח ריקו על the basis of פשורה אין ממירה. אם הוא ידעו את הלישווה, שמו בשמו. אבל בורי לא. And here is בורי בור. Here is בורי בור. הוא רבי ברבונה ואומה, אומה סום חס, אפילו בורי בורי. So then the question arises, so here it should also be on the basis of Shoe, Yachleiku, without Shoe, just as by Machlik Parav HaMeir, it's Yachleiku without Shoe. My domain. So the Gemara answers, a few teime sumche, ki yom ha sumche, say chad yike drol di momen, avol eichad leke drol di momen, elo, oi. Now, so how does Thesis explain drol di momen? Thesis explains here Dror HaDimomene in the same way as Thesis explains the Dror HaDimomene Cheskes Abad. Dror HaDimomene means where the Loit HaLiseyem Yisofik Lebe. Where the Loit HaLiseyem Yisofik Lebe. That's Dror HaDimomene. Loit HaLiseyem Yisofik Lebe. So Thesis explains the Dror HaDimomene here the same way. Now we have the same expression. Dror HaDimomene in the Morim Borobak. זיימא שלא ויצאי, תחבו המדי בגדל ורמבי, זיימא שלא ויצאי, זיימא שלא ויצאי. אומר רב נחמן כל דבר נגבר. סודים אומר איזה קשה, תחבו המדי, ומי שני מאוד התנען המחל שפור רב חמייר ויולדו, וכן המיכה שפחוס עם יולדו, זיימא רק שלא מכרתי יולדו, וזיימא שלא לקחתי יולדו, יחלקו. So how is it that in the case of המחל שפור רב חמייר, so we say יחלקו, and here רב נחמן, in the case of זיימא שלא ויצאי, זיימא שלא ויצאי, זיימא שלא ויצאי, זיימא שלא ויצאי, רב נחמן סס כל דבר נגבר. So, the Gemara gives a teret, Hosom, they are in the Machlis Borah B'chameir, Lahai Yisli Dror HaDimomene, Ulahu Yisli Dror HaDimomene, Ulahu Yisli Dror HaDimomene. So, Hoche Yidimar, Lidimar, Vidimar, Lidimar. So, there is no Rashi in Borah Basra. I mean, on this part of the Basra, there is no Rashi. But there is a Rashbam and there is a Kesis. So Thesis explains Dror HaDimomene the same way as Thesis explains the expression Dror HaDimomene here. Dror HaDimomene means the Loit HaLiseyem Yisofik Lebe, where the nature of the circumstances is so that a Sofik is established. It's not the Paradis who produce a Sofik. Without the Paradis presenting any time, so the Sophic arrives. Where's Dror HaDimomene means? Where the parties are responsible for the Sophic. Because the parties won't say one party is saying one way, the other party is saying the other way. So maybe there is a Sophic. Let's say God, there is a boat. There's a boat in the river. A boat in the river. Suppose Reuben and Shimon wouldn't argue over it. They must have written each other inside. So would there be a Sophic as to whether it belongs to Reuben or belongs to Shimon? Reuben and Shimon are two people out of millions and millions of people. So why does the Sophic arise whether it belongs to Reuben or it belongs to Shimon? Because they argue over it. So they are responsible for the Sophic that is created. They produce the Sophic. So we saw all these things. That Reuben was the original owner of the power, Shimon was the original owner of the Chameir, and then they made an exchange, and then we saw that a blood was born. And we don't know when the exact moment when the blood was born. So it's not the parties who produce the Sophic. Reluctancy and the nature of the circumstances is of such character that the Sophic is produced before this. Is it okay? So the Gemara, so Tesis explains that. So when we say that the Gemara's question was it, why is it that Gabi allowed the Dimashavi, so we say called Alun Ra? And by a Machli Paul Bachameya, so we say Yachleiku. So the Gemara answers, Machli Paul Bachameya, we say Yachleiku, because it's a broad moment. Because we can say any sort of the dead. And Mashenkin, by Zimashavi, Dimashavi side, it's less with all the nominee. If we can say there is no, the Sophic is created by the power. So then we say he called Alun Ra. This is how Tesis explains all the money. The Rashbam explains it in different words, but it could mean the same thing. In different words. So, it's very likely that the Rashbam means the same thing like Tesis and Bavastra. The only thing is that the Tesis emphasizes the longness of it, and the Rashbam emphasizes the diduk, the grammatical origin of it. He says, Tvor at the moment it means Israchmon. So that means Tvor means, like we say, Tvor at the Tume. You need it, you say it needed. Tvor at the Tume. In other words, Ishaiches. So Tvor means Ishaiches of Mon. So each parody has a certain Shaiches. Because we know that Ruben, the original owner of the Paul, has a Shaiches to the Bar. Because after all, he was originally the owner of the mother that gave birth to this one. So he has a shaykhes to this one. It could be that the shaykhes has no relevance now, because if the blood was born after the exchange, so the shaykhes of Reuben to the blood, it has no relevance. But there is shaykhes. Reuben certainly has a shaykhes to the blood. And Shimon, the original owner of the Hamir, also has a shaykhes, because after all they made an exchange. So this is how the Rashbam explains it. Shaykhes. But it could mean the same thing, except that the Rashbam emphasizes the meaning. But the longness of it is, it could be that it means the same thing like they say. Since Reuben has a shaykhes to the blood, and Shimon has a shaykhes to the blood, and the Sophic is because we don't know the exact moment when the blood was born. So Melee, it's not the parties who produce the Sophic. The Sophic is created by itself, from the nature of the circumstances. The parties are not responsible for the Sophic. So the Rashbam could mean the same wonders as they. Anyway, Tesis says that it means the draw of the moment over there in Borobastra means great and saints of the best. And here, when the Gemara says, when the Tarsan says, Akimetim is Sumchas, Kiyom HaSumchas Echadike Dror Adimomen, Avor Hechad Lek Dror Adimomen Elul. So then Tarsan said this, so Tarsan says also, when the Sumchas, now the Gemara asked the Kashi, according to Sumchas, the Gemach is Bar Bachameya. So it's Yachleik Voloi Shue, so even though we have business to take it away from the exclusive possession of one person, so it's held in the Roishwe, so certainly here, when it's in the possession of both, so it should be held in the Roishwe. Well, the Roishwe, so the Tarsing in the Teretz, where the Sumcha says it's held in the Roishwe, where there is law at the moment, where the Roishotesis explains it, or the Roitani Seyem, you saw it with best. So there is held in the Roishwe. Ah, well, he had like it all on it. Well, the Roitan is saying there is no Sophic, and the Sophic is created by these parties, Reuben and Shimon, who hold on to the talents and they keep on arguing whether he picked it up first or the other one picked it up first. So there, it's like it all in a moment, where the parties are responsible for the Sophic, so then it's not helping the issue. It's not helping the issue. This is how Tesis explains all the moment here. In the same way as Tesis explains all the moment in Mubasa. But Rashi does not say this. Rashi says, draw the moment a chisor in moment. She in Yifram, ze shalloi kidin, have the chisor in moment. The niftar no shalloi kidin, nin to ze choser vat porose. Because over there is a real loss. What do you mean loss? I mean, mashen kei. By mitzia, there is no loss. But why is there a loss by mitzia? There is also a loss. Reuben says, he picked it up first, and then Shimon grabbed it. So if he picked it up first, so it is. So does it make a difference whether he has been the owner for 50 years, or he has been the owner for 1 minute. The same thing. If he picked it up 1 minute before Shimon, so he acquired title in it. Then Shimon grabbed the fringes and started to hold on to it, so that means there is loss. So what Sofisola Momin here does not mean objective loss of money. It means subjective loss of money. Because people are not disturbed by the fact that a mitzvah which he just picked up, in which he didn't work, and just for a moment, for 1 second, he had title in it, if it's taken away from him, he's not bothered. Subjectively, it's not a loss. So, but over there, it is, by Machlis Paul B'Chameir, so subjectively there is a loss. It's not something that people care for. So this is what Chisolim Omen means here. Now, so this is how Rashi explains. Now, the question is, if Rashi explains Chisolim Omen here in the sense of Chisolim Omen, so it is to be presumed, I mean maybe it's not to be presumed, but that Chisolim Omen in Bolbasre, also Rashi would explain the same way, except that there is no Rashi and Bolbasre. But we'll explain the same way. How could we explain Bishleime here? All right, we can explain it that way. Because Mitzia is not something, it's a new game, I mean, and he doesn't care about it. Subjectively, it doesn't involve an answer, subjectively. Objectively, yes, but subjectively not. Because the person doesn't care, I mean. So he picked up a Mitzia after all. What did he lose? Did he put in any effort? So, I mean, subjectively, it's not a loss. So that's over here by Mitzia. But over there, by Zeymeshlavitzai, so each one says that this boat belonged to my father, to my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and I owned it for a number of years, and other one said the same thing. So then there certainly was as much, more loss than in the blood, after all, the blood. So that's a new being. It's a new being. But since he owned the pole, that's the original about pole, owned on the pole. So owned the pole, so Mimele, it's considered all the moment, his own moment. So here the boat that belongs according to him. It belongs to him and to his father and to his grandfather. So certainly there is loss. So they have that Rashi. As a matter of fact, the Rishen is here in Gom Mitzie, they are Masik and Rashi's Pshat. They are Masik and Rashi's Pshat. Rashi says draw the moment and means chisom moment, so Bishlemi here, all right, we can say chisom moment, but we cannot say chisom moment in Bolbasre. So obviously, Rashi, even though here he explains draw the moment in the sense of chisom moment, but over there, he will not explain it that way. I mean, it doesn't mean that if the same expression is used in several places in the Gemara, that it must have the same meaning in all the places. Actually, grammatically, Dror the moment and means, as the Rashbam says, not like Rashi and not like this. It's like Dror the Tumah. Shaykh, that's what it means. So when Tesis explains it, Dror the moment means that Tesis no business, that Tesis explains the longness of Dror the moment, not the grammatical meaning of it. Tesis is made that Dror the moment and means Shaykh, like Dror the Tumah. The Dror the Tumah. So Shaykh. So Mimele, but Tesis explains the oneness of the Gemara. Two, Dror the Momen in Bolbasre means Shaykh of Momen. What does it mean Shaykh of Momen? Because each one has a Shaykh in the Momen. And because of all these facts, because of all these circumstances, so a subject is created without the parties producing it. Rashi will be made that the Dror the Momen means Shaykhes of Momen. But in Bolbasre, the Gemara uses the expression Dror the Momen, Shaykhes of Momen, but in the sense of the Lomdes of the Lomdes of the Lomdes. Because in Machlis Paul B'Chameir, so each one has a Shaykhes of Momen, so Mimele, the Lomdes of the Lomdes. Masha'in can hear, it also, grammatically, it means Shaykh of Momen. But what's the significance here? So Rashi says, the significance here is, because over there, each one had the Shaykh of Momen to the Vah. Because one owned the Paul, the other one owned the Hamir, and he made an exchange, he exchanged it with the Paul. So he had the Shaykh. So in the Melech, there is a subjective loss. Because of that Shaykh, that each one of the parties had to develop. So there is a subjective loss, a great hardship, a subjective loss. So in the Mele, we say, Yachleiko Beloishua. Mashem came here, there is Lekador the moment. I mean, because until they came to Bezdin, holding onto the fringes and screaming, Anibisasiyo, so he didn't know of any Shaykhs that the party said to the town. So Mimele, that means there is no hardship, there is no real a subjective loss. So Mimele, here we say, Yachleiko Dafke Bishu. So in other words, we have to say that Rashi will explain Dror the Momene here only in the sense of Chisor Momene. But in Rav Basra he'll explain it the way Tesis does. The way Tan Seyem, Yisofik with that. All right, now let's. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tehmes, when the Sumche says, אין חדי כתרור דה מומן. אבל אין חדולה כתרור דה מומן, אלא... So, where does some say that is Yachvei Kulei Shvoi, where there is Chisomen? But where there is no Chisomen Momen? So then, Sumches doesn't say Yachvei Kulei Shvoi, but that's Yachvei Kulei Shvoi. This is how the Tart lets you. So then the Makshin answers him back, and he says, Vilaf Kalachino? ומה הוסם די כתרור את מומן ולמה ויכתרור את מומן ולמה ויכלמי מה כולה למה ויכלמי מה כולה למה או בעשום חסמו מהמות ובסוף יתחיל כי בלא ישווה הוכד לכתרור את מומן ויכלמי את הווייר לקושקי So the Tartan was made to the argument of the match that the logic works that way So then he said אפילו תהנה סומחה שווה זו מן רבונו כתרביכן גם רביכן שווה זה תקונס חכוני So the question is, what was it? What is it? One, the Tartan at first said, I feel it in the Sumchas. Kiyom HaSumchas, I get wrong at the moment. I will get like it wrong at the moment, I will. So the logic of the Tartan at first was that in the case where the Vies wrong at the moment, so there is more of a reason that it should be Achleik of Eloishu. And in the case where there is no Dror de Momene, there is more of a reason that it should be Yachleik, it should be Yachleik Udafki with Yeshua. Then, so the Makshin says, no, the logic is the other way. Uma osom di Gedror de Momene, vi Gedror de Momene, vi Yone, all right, so the Makshin injects another point, vi Kalemim HaKul Lema, vi Kalemim HaKul Lema, but from Rashi, it's Mashma, it's an additional point, it's not explanatory of this point. It's additional point. Rashi says, Vikal Meima Kul Lema, Vidal Koko Hoikul Lema, Hoikul Lema. So in other words, so the Makshin was arguing on two points. He says, the logic is just the other way around. Number one, the logic is the other way around on the basis of the fact that where it is Dror HaDimomene, that where it is Dror HaDimomene, where there is Chisor Momen, let's say, I call it Rashi. Now, where there is Dror HaDimomene, so then, on the contrary, where there is Dror HaDimomene, so it's more likely to be Yachleiku with the Shvoi Dafke, than when, now the Makshin assumes Kiyom Asum Chasech HaDiket Dror HaDimomene, that it's more reasonable to apply the din of Yachleiku without Ishwe in the case of Dror HaDimomene than in the case of Leket Dror HaDimomene. And this is what the Tarsus said. And the Makshin said, no, the other way around. Yachleiku without Ishwe is more likely to apply to a case of Leket Dror HaDimomene than in the case of Leket Dror HaDimomene. So we have to understand, what was it? What was the longest of the Hava Min of the Gemara, and what was the longest of the Maskonet of the Gemara? Now, there the Gemara. Now, we have to say that Rashi only here explains Dror HaDimomene on the basis of Chisor HaDimomene. But in Bor Basra, he couldn't explain it that way, because
Sie immer schon rief, der ist hört mich, ich soll Mama in es. Es macht sich so ein Mama in es, er macht mich voll noch mehr und sieben Mal. So over there, Rashi will explain to the Mama in the same way as they said that. In the sense, draw the Mama in the same way as they said. And here it means draw the Mama in the same way as they. So we have to understand why. Now, over there, so the Kasha of the Gemara was, how is it that I mach with four of the Hamelia? And why? Now, over there, so the Kasha of the Gemara was, how is it that I mach with four of the Hamelia? So we say, Hameku. And by Zimashlavesai, we say, call the Aum Gvat. Now, what's the essence of the halacha of Yachrinku Machu Bachamim? So the Kibbutz HaRosh says, it's a pshat. In other words, what does it mean? There is a halacha, it's a kosher. Tzedek tirdei, it's echad ledin, echad l'pshare. In other words, there is a conflict between two parties. And nothing, and we have to resolve the conflict. So, Bezdin has the right to make a pshat, to resolve the conflict by making a pshat. So, Bezdin has the right to resolve the conflict by making a pshore, even though the pshore will involve that is not emes, in achukei achayu is emes. So even in such a case, Bezdin is obligated to make a pshore. Why? In order to reduce the hardship of the parties to a minimum. So that's why the Torah says, echad ledin v'echad l'pshat. So that's the reason. So, the Gemara has the kashe, how is it? Monefshech, even by Machlik or Bachamei, Bezdin doesn't know when the blood was born. So Bezdin has to make a pshore. So what's the pshore? That each one will get half of the blood. So that does not eliminate the hardship to both parties altogether, but that's the best Bezdin could do. That's the pshat in the Zatakos. In other words, so each one will have half the blood. So in case it's Klapishmaya, it's cold, that the original owner of the poem should be entitled. So the Cholapoches, he has half of the blood. Because since Bezdin doesn't know who should get it, so the Mele Bezdin has to make it sure in order to reduce the hardship of the party to a minimum. So that's Machlok Rav HaMeir. Now, by Zeyma Shlavesai, both Zeyma Shlavesai, Zeyma Shlavesai, also, so Bezdin doesn't know. So, just as we say, Yachleiku, Bezdin makes a pshore over there, why shouldn't Bezdin make a pshore here too? And not say, call down Gvar, you fight it out among yourselves, leave us out. Why shouldn't Bezdin make a pshore here too? Divide the vote to reduce the hardship of the parties to a minimum. It will not eliminate the hardship altogether, that's what he said. So, why shouldn't Bezdin make a pshore? And that was the Kasha of Gemara. So, Gemara gives the Teret, Over there. So it's the parties are not responsible for the suffix. Below it doesn't say any suffix with Bezdin by Machlok Rav HaMeir. So they are not guilty. The parties come to Bezdin with clean hands. They didn't produce the suffix. So the suffix was created by itself because of the nature of the circumstances. So the main way Bezdin is mechuyev to make it pshat. To make it pshat even though the chluko is in the chayu yisemes. Over there it's in a chluko in the chayu yisemes. Because either the blood was born a minute before the exchange or a minute after the exchange. So when we divide the blood into two halves, so it's in a chluko in the chayu yisemes. But since the parties are not responsible for the suffix arose by itself, so Mimele Bezdin has the right to make it pshore even though it's in Achlut Yechel Yisrael. Because of the Aloha of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek, Echot Yudin is Echot Yishon. Masheni came here by Zeyma Shlavesai. The Zeyma Shlavesai, they are responsible for the Sofik. They are responsible for the Sofik. So then, Bezdin is not mechuyev to make it shorter for them. They created a suffix, let them bother, let them, it's their problem, let them fight it out among themselves. So Bezdin is not mechuyev to make it a pshat. So it could be that Rashi holds that why do we say, that when do we say, that where the great understand there is no Sophic, and the parties created the Sophic, so they created the problem. So the male Vesli is not supposed to resolve the conflict by making a pshore, only if a pshore would be in a chukah yechel nisai. If a pshore would be in a chukah yechel nisai. Certainly. Of course, I mean, you could say over there it's also yechel nisai, it maybe belongs to the shutrim, but it's not likely, I mean, that the boat. So it's a question of degree. How likely the chances of reassembly? Because in the case of Mitzir, so it's very likely, I mean, at all, they are both there in the street about the same time. That's the monarchy. The question is, did Reuven grab a hold of the talents a second before Shimon, or did Shimon grab a hold of the talents a second before Reuven? So it is just as likely that they both grabbed it at the same time as the other possibility that Reuven grabbed it or Shimon grabbed it. Mashenikim by Zeim Eshla Beisai, so the likelihood, it's not, the possibility is not excluded. It's not excluded that it could be known by both parents. It could, but this is a remote possibility. This is a remote possibility. So Mimele, Rashi holds that over there, we do not say Yachleiku, on account of the fact, so we got the Machlifor B'chameir, even though there is definitely in Achlukei Chayim. We still Bezdin is obligated to make Kipshore resolve the conflict because the parties didn't create the problem. The problem arose by itself. So Bezdin is mechuyev to resolve the conflict and reduce the hardships of the parties to a minimal, make Kipshore, so the Kipshore, because they are not responsible for producing the suffering. Mashen kein b'zei mashal aveisai. B'zei mashal aveisai, they are responsible for creating the suffering, so Bezdin cannot make Kipshore when in all probability it, the chlukah is not going to be end. If Bezdin will be fiyachlik. Oh, Mashenke, if there is the chlukah is yechelo isn't. Not just yechelo or a remote possibility, but it's very likely, as for example in the case of Steinmeier and Talens, so there the possibility that both grabbed the picked it up at the same time is very likely. You see that according to Rav Tam, it's even unsaddened. So even if we reject Rav Tam Shite, so it's not unsaddened, but it's not a remote possibility. It's a very, very likely thing. So they are, even if the parties created a soft, so we should still, Bezdin should still be obligated to make it short, for the same reason that Bezdin is obligated. To make it short. In the case of a Machlifor B'chameir, so over there Bezdin is obligated to make it short. Even though it's definitely an Achlukah Yechel Yisrael. Why? In order to reduce the hardships of the parties to a minimum. So, in the case of Zeim Eshla Beisai, where the possibility of the Achlukah being emes, in consonance, you know, with the fact is very remote, so then Bezdin cannot make it short. After all, they are responsible. Machlifor B'chameir, even though it's definitely the Mishum Sophic, that it's not a mess, it doesn't conform, the Chlukim will not conform to the objective fact, but since they are not guilty at all, they didn't produce the Sophic, so Bezdin is mechuyev to make it short, resolve the conflict, and reduce the hardships of the parties to a minimum. But in the case of Zeim Eshla Beisai and Zeim Eshla Beisai, so Bezdin does not have a right to make it short. Because after all, why should Bezdin make it short when the chlukah no likelihood will not conform to the objective fact? In order to reduce the hardships of the parties to the minimum, let them worry about it. They produce the topic. Let them solve their own problem. That's the pshat. Mashenkei, in the case where the chlukah, the pshore, will in all likelihood conform to the objective fact. So there, the fact that they produce the suffix is no reason to exclude the din of pshore. That's why Rashi does not explain Dror at the moment here the same way as he explains the Gemara in Vavasa. So in the Gemara Robasra, Rashi will explain to all the nominee in the same way as Tezis in Robasra, but here not. Because what's the reason as to why if the paradis produce the suffix so we don't make a pshore? Because it's not right to make a pshore when in all likelihood the pshore will not conform to the objective fact, tadash effect, and one will get what he is not entitled to get in all likelihood. So just to reduce, just because from the point of view of reducing the hardship of the paradis, when the paradis themselves created a problem. So there is no thing of making the pshat. Masha'ikein, in this case of Mitzie, or in all likelihood, the pshore, if we say achleik, will conform to that objective fact. We see that according to Ramtam, it's even an ansade. So even if we say it's not an ansade, but it's very likely. So there, even though the parties produce the suffix, we still should, Bezin should still make it pshore and reduce the hardships to a minimum. Inasmuch as it's very likely that this will conform to the objective fact. So that's why Rashi rejected the same pshat that he will agree with in Bovasre, but here he rejected it. So here he explains, now, when the Tartan at first said, Kiyo Masumchet, Hechad Iket Ror Adi Momene, Avo Hechad Reket Ror Adi Momene, so he said, this, the reason is why here we do not make it pshat, and we say, therefore should say, Yachleik without Ishwe, is because here there is no subjective law, there is no real hardship. Subjectively there is no hardship, no real hardship. So in any way, why should that, so that's why we don't apply the din of pshat. If we have this business, apply the din of pshat, so then without Ishwe, because Shwe means, if you don't swear, you don't get anything. So the pshore is not the real pshore. In other words, we impose the burden upon the parties to swear. And if someone refuses to swear, so then he doesn't get. Suppose both parties will refuse to swear, what will happen to the talis? So be a memunach. So it's not a real pshore. If it's yachleik only with the shwe, and without the shwe, so no one will get anything. So to be a munach. So as the Talmud says, I feel it in the Sumchus. So you kashi is, but according to Sumchus, there is a aloche of pshore, even, so the aloche of pshore implies that Bezin should take out even a chifetz, the blood, from the exclusive possession, let's say, of the Balapo, or of the Balachameh. And in order to resolve the conflict, and make it pshore, alachas kama v'chamo, where we don't have to take possession. Take out the talis from the possession of one, from the exclusive possession of one. We certainly should apply pshat. We certainly should apply pshat. So Tartan says, "Ki yom asumches yichadiket ro the moment." Where is Bezin Yechuye to make pshat in order? Why is there pshat? After all, Bezin over there makes pshat and he doesn't conform to the objective fact. And one person will keep something to which he. He is not entitled. So why does Bezin do it? In order, that's the best thing that Bezin can do. Because in order to alleviate the hardships, to reduce the hardships of the parties to a minimum. So it's only when there is a loss of money that real hardship. But here there is no real hardship. So why should... So assuming, let's say, that Rabbi Shmai is Galia, wouldn't pick it up first. And we don't say Yachleiku. So, and we don't say Yachleiku Loishuwe. So that means only they swear. And if they refuse to swear, they don't like to swear. So then it will be a munach. So what will happen? Reuven, who actually was entitled to have possession of it, will not have it. So what's the hardship that he will sustain? So he will not have it. So the male Bezin has no right to apply pshat. Since there is no real hardship. This is what it happens. So the Gemara says, the laf kal v'chemeru. Umaros on the Ketrol at the moment of the Ma, the Ketrol at the moment of the Ma, the Kalimema Kulima, the Kulima, or Masum has more amount of the Kelly Shue, Hoke the Ketrol at the moment, the Kalimema Tavai, his Roy Koshin, so the Gemara says, but here, even without the subjective loss, inasmuch as the possibility of is very likely, so without this objective hardship, so you could,
So you should apply the din of shore. Even more, and the logic dictates that here the concept of shore should apply with more force than in Amach Lefolachim. Because in Amach Lefolachim, there is a subjective loss. There is a hardship. But at the same time, we know that the pshoret will not conform to the objective fact. And that one, either the original Balboa or the original Balchameir, will get heavy blood that doesn't belong to it. So still we do it. Still we do it. In order to alleviate the hardships of the party. So like Kamo Vechamo here, where in all likelihood that pshoret will conform to all the objective facts, in all likelihood, each one will get that head that which is entitled. There is a possibility now. But in all likelihood, each one will get what is entitled, even though it's not a certainty. So he certainly should make it sure in order to eliminate hardships. Here it's not just a question of eliminating hardships, but to eliminate hardships. True, the hardships are not so great subjectively. But here, in all likelihood, all the hardships of both parties, will be eliminated completely, even though the hardships are comparatively slight. But in all likelihood, they will be eliminated completely. Whereas, in the case of a Machlokes Baal HaMeir, the hardships subjectively are much greater. But we know that it will not be eliminated completely, it will only be alleviated, it will only be reduced to a minimum. So for the same rationale that dictates that Namach Lefor V'Chameir Bezdin should apply Pshore, so dictates with greater force that here, where in all likelihood, the Pshore will eliminate all the hardships. But if each one, if it is true, that each one picked it up at the same time, they both picked it up at the same time, and then it's divided, so then it will eliminate all hardships, not just reduce hardships to minimum, alleviate hardships. So has come with Hamel that Bezdin should apply Pshore. So the Gemara says, now the question is this: why did the Tartnet first assume one way and then the Tartnet assume the other way? After all, I mean, the Tartan at first also knew that here it's a chluka yechel yisemes, and it's very likely that when the chluka is made, it will eliminate all the hardships altogether. Because each one will get that head to which is entitled. So the Tartan at first also knew that. So why did he apply a reverse logic? Why did he? So apparently, there is something in the mind of the Tartan at first, and then the Machshin said, no, it's not like that, and because of that, the Tartan agreed with what the Machshin said. Well, that sounds a little bit like a Maram Shifa, right? So it could be. Now, we saw that Rashi said that in Shnai Mirz Mitalis, each one is a Mordek in the whole Talis. Not that each one is more than nothing. Now, so where does Rashi say it? Rashi says it there when the Gemara said Umahosam Litafsa Tavai. So Khilish were Hokel Tavai Tafsal Rikosh. So no, I might. I am Rabishlim Rabbon on Hosam Tafsa Tavai, I'm Rabbon Amit Havil Raye, Hokel Tavai Tafsa Tavai Bishwe. Early I'm the Tsumches. Hashte, umah hosu utavs tavai chelkim lo yishue, oche tavai utavs lo loy kolshkin. So in other words, at that point, so the Gemara assumed that each one is a mozek in the whole thing. Now, if we assume that each one is a mozek in the whole thing, then we should say, like the Havamin of the Gemara, kiyo nasum chesichet iket roh ad momen, aval hichet leket roh ad momen elot. Because since each one is a mosaic in the whole thing, and there is no real subjective loss, there is no great hardship. So why should Bezdin apply Pshore and take out the talis from the possession of the parties in order to eliminate what kind of a hardship? A great hardship.
it verifies that. That's all there is, no subjective laws. So if we say that each one is a mosaic in the whole thing, then the longest of the halamin of the Gemara, Kiyo Masuk Kasi Chadikah Dror the Momene, Avor Hiche, Avor Hiche Matik Dror the Momene Roy, is right. Then it's right, the longest of the Gemara. Because since the Gemara in this Abba, when you assume that the Gemara before it, and the Gemara before it, that Vashnaimer with Talas, each one is a mosaic in the whole thing. If each one is a mosaic in the whole thing, so that means if basically we apply Shohel, say Achleik of Oshua, what would it mean? We have to take out from the possession, we have to take away the talents from the possession of the party, and do what? And subject the third shot. And what will be the result? What will be the purpose of the Shohel? So because it's very likely that three Shohel will eliminate all the hardship. What kind of hardship? That's a big hardship. So there is no real loss. It's only a question of an extra gain. Of course, objectively, even if it's an extra gain, if it picks it up, so it is. But there is no real hardship. So why should Bezdin take out a chepet from the possession of Bani and then apply Pshore for the purpose of eliminating comparatively slight hardship? Even though it's likely that with the Pshore, the hardship will be completely eliminated. It's likely, but it's likely the other way too. So why should we take out some? But then, this is why the Havamina says, Akimu Tei Besimchas, Kiyom HaSumchas, Yisrael, Kipro, Imona, Arich, Lech, Kipro, Imona, Roy. So then, the Maskon of the Gemara was, no, the Rav Kalachino, now the Gemara changed. Now the Gemara assumed, no, that, and this is Maskon of the Gemara, the Vashnai Mogos in the Tower, it's not that each one is the music and the whole thing. That no one is the music and everything. So the Talus is lying in the street. We don't have to take out. So in order to apply Shore, we don't have to take it out from the possession of anyone. So the logic is the other way. Since it's very like, now the talent is not in the possession of any power. He's lying in the street, nothing. So, and truly there is no subjective law. All right, there is no subjective law. But there is definitely objective law. Objective law. So why should we say Achleik for that deal with Yishwit? Which means that in case they refuse to swear, it will be a munach. It will be a munach. When we can apply Pshore, and there's no likelihood, that Pshore will conform to the objective facts, and each one will get that which he's entitled. So under Rabbi, so for the same rationale that Ramach before the Chameir, we apply Pshore even though they will know that it will not be emet. Achluka will not be emet. In order to alleviate the hardships. So here, when it's likely that not only will alleviate the hardships, will eliminate all the hardships. And after all, we don't have to take out any talents from the possession of the party. Because no one is immune to it. So the reason as to why the Halamin of Gemara assumed one way, and the Baskon of Gemara assumed the other way, is because the Halamin of Gemara assumed that Vashnai Mer of the Talis, as Gemara before assumed. So each one is a mosaic in the whole thing, and the Maskon of the Gemara was the Vashnai Mer of the Talis, so each one is mosaic in nothing. So the Talis is in effect lying in three, some in Meile, so it certainly is a Rashi Shite. We can understand, even without that, we can understand Rashi Shite. But, so now we can say that according to Maskon of the Gemara, that each Vashnai of the Talis, each one is mosaic in no part of the Talis. So the maybe it's only Nishba B'Neitil. So it certainly could not be Nishba B'Neitil.
So, according to Rashi, the Havalin of Gemore, when Gemore says, Afi Otei Mesumche, Kiyom HaSumche, Teichet Gebor the Momen, Avarichet Lekhet Ror the Momen Elor. So the Havalin of Gemore assumes that Vashnai Mer of the Talos, each one is a mosaic in the whole Talos.
So that means
that in order to apply Pshore
and
to
say Achleiku,
so we would have to take it out from the possession of the party and to say Achleiku.
So even Sumcha, even though it's Sumcha Tolma,
even though it's Sumcha Tolma, that we do it,
you need to take it out from the exclusive possession of the Tolma. So we take it out and we apply it in short of Yachleiku without Yishwe. So So it is only Hilchot Yisrael at the moment.
Because over Torah explains, because over there there is a real Hilchot moment. The thing there is a real Hilchot moment.
So Mele, they are not exposed for the topic that is presented before them. They will be produced.
The topic is since there is a Hilchot moment.
Here at all moment means Hilchot moment.
But in the Lubavitcher at all moment,
so Rashi will be made, that means the Lubavitcher is going to be something like this.
So over there,
so since there is a real Hilchot moment, so we have to apply a shot.
Mashenki in this case, where there is no Hitom money.
There is no Hitom money.
So Bethany has no right to take it out from the possession of the party, from the joint possession of the party, and apply it short. Because there is no real house. There is no real one. So then the Gemara must come in the Vaskalachina. The Gemara in the Vaskalachina of the Salad.
So neither one is more than anything.
So the talent is to be considered. The talent is to be considered as if it has, as if it's been lying in the street.
So then, in order to buy short, does not have to take out the possession from the, does not have to take the talent out of the possession of the party.
The talent is not in the possession of either party.
Of it, on the contrary,
Uma Hoshem Yitzchol Moni Ma, Yitzchol Moni Ma.
So Mimele, and the Kolei Rashi, it's two different reasons. Because Rashi says Vikol Meima Kolei Demar, Veid Al Kol Chochoy Kolei Demar Kolei Demar. So it's mashma two separate reasons. So Hochad Leket Rogem Mamele. So in other words, so Eve over there where there is a Chisal Mamele, there is a Chisal Mamele. So he say Yachleiku Beloishue. So Hochad Leket Rogem Mamele where there is no Chisal Mamele. And inasmuch as the talis does not have to be taken out of the possession of any party, why shouldn't we apply it shore? And then another reason, because Uma Hoso, that Ikalimema, Kulimema.
So we know that the shore will not conform to the objective fact. Still, we apply a shore according to Sumchet,
al-Kaz Kamu here, where there is. It's likely that it will conform to the objective fact. But in the Havamin, we more assume that each one is a Murzek. So, since if we assume that each one is a Murzek and there is no hardship, there is no real loss, so then on the contrary, we should say, if there is no Chisore Momen, why should Bezdin take it out from the possession of the parties and apply it Pshore? There is no hardship.
So that's why the Havamin and Gemara assumed one way, and in the Maskon and the Gemara assumed another way. All right, now let's see how Tesis will explain. Now let me ask this in the Lake and answer. Matzino Meima, the Tesis. The other Shatter of Maskisin, Geshe Tavai Baro Dad Boy. Umikom Mokipon, the Ayach Lake of Leishwur. אחרי שאפשר שלא בין לבישוע שוב ומשם להוצם ודאי איש ישוע שוב.
So one thing we have to say, now Rabbi Natam says, Gemara said it first, לא מסיס לא יש בנאנס, because according to בנאנס, there is not imposed a shoe if one of the parties will swear falsely. So the Gemara gives a tennis, no. It's only when it's a vadai that will swear falsely. But here, it's not a vadai that it will swear falsely. So why did the Makshin say, Lein Masnis Levitananet? So Tisha says that the Makshin also knew that in his time of the palace, it's very likely that Tavai Bado Dagbur. But the Makshin assumed that according to Benames, that we don't impose a shvuah upon parties. If one of the parties will swear falsely, so not only when it's a certainty that one of the parties will swear falsely, even where it's just likely that one of the parties will swear falsely, so we don't impose each way. But one thing, but one thing we have to say, according to Rav Natan says The Zashnaim Mosek Talis Deach Reiko is not based upon a subject in Mosek, but it's based upon the Biro of Mosek, so it's an Ansade. So it's not even a subject. It's considered as a Vadai, that each, the Tavayer Ba'adodek Agbor. In other words, you apply the Chazon Chomash Yodom Shishalei. So this, the Makshin certainly did not know, because if the Makshin had known that Zashnaim Mosek Talis, so we apply the Chazokah of Kamashi Yodolim Shishalei. How could we say, according to the Nanas, there couldn't be Shmue? But here it's presumed, it's taken for granted with Eretz Vada. Chazokah Kamashi Yodolim Shishalei, the Tabai Varoda Agbo. So the Nanas is Din and no Shaykh. So that we have to say. True, the Taisa says that the Makshin Yodah Shapir, Efshu Tabai Varoda Agbo, so it's Yodah Shapir that there is such a possibility. But it's not Yodah Shapir that we apply the Chazokah Kamashi Yodolim Shishalei. So then, the more aesthetic is, no, here it's a Vadai. And it could be, I mean, that even in a case where it will not be a Vadai, that they swear truthfully. But as long as it's likely also. But the fact is that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so in this case, it's a Vadai that we presume that each one will swear in. But the Makshin thought that the Yachleiko is not based upon the Chazokah of the Shalei, but only on the subject in the food. Alright. So then we say Amish Chavir Olaraye, so we let the Vlad stay in the possession of the mood. That's the reason of the Rabbon. The Afal Gav, the Afil, the Medes, the Agam, Yisrael Rabbono, and Aleitim Chaveirei, all over Chaye. Even though, even the case, where it's Medes, the Agam, where there is no one Tophus, so we still can't meet the Chaveirei over Chaye. So, Mikomo, Kei Mikro, Echo Tophus, Machmas, Kassus, Morakam. So it's still based upon the reason of Hamid Mechavaraya that we let the Mudek retain the possession. Because even if no one is Tophus, but it's kind of Adam, but the Morikami is considered a mood. But Mashenkin here, it's Yachleiko, Bishwur. Vizigoras, Hosom de Chadminai. Vizigoras, Hosom de Chadminai. Here did he get raw at the moment? Here did he get raw at the moment? Peru. Now, so in other words, so there's another guilty. Our guilty is Hosom Litafsidawai, not both are Tophus. But only one is Tophus, one is more. But there is another guilty, Vizigoras, Hosom, the Chadminai. The Chadminai. So Memele, since it belongs to one of them, so we don't say Achleit. We don't say Achleit Meshuet. Now what's the Pshat, the Chadminai? After all, it's a suffix to whom it belongs, the Chadminai, but it's a suffix to whom it belongs. So the Pshat is, the Chadminai is there, if we are there at the Chadminai, it means the same thing of Hamitim Chaviri Olavarai. In other words, according to Maskona of the Gemara, that's the Maskona of the Gemara, according to all the Shemim, except the Rambam, that Tokvi Kehen, so is Mitzinis in the other. So in other words, so where one is a Muzek, so then we say that the Muzek has title to it, Bitteras Vadai. So if we are Dires, Hosom the Chadminai, it means the same thing. Because over there is one is a Muzek, so Memele he acquires title, even if Lapishmaya, it will be Galye, that it should not be entitled to it. But since Bezdin doesn't know, and he is the Muzek, the Shor Shalil Asovich, so he acquires title to Rasvara. So that's the Pshat in Chadminai. Here's how we get all the money. So, Akira Tim Asumches, Kiyom Asumches, that was the Havan Lizma. Here they get all the moment. So there it's Yachleiko without the Shul. I will hear like it all the moment away. Perusha Bloit and Seir, so Jesus explains all the moment here the same way as he explains the Chesed Sabbat. Shabbat and Seir is of the best. The Yish Lechot Vio Chavir 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 Lechot Why? Because since the Sophic is produced by itself, it's not the parties who produce the Sophi, they are not at fault for the Sophi, so the Mele Bezdin is required to apply it short, because it's not their fault that there is a Sophi. So we can apply the din of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek. Mashein came here,
so they produced the Sofi. So Bezdin is not Mechuyev, not only is not Mechuyev, he's not even supposed to apply Shor.
After all, they produced the Sofi, it's their fault. So
the Bezdin is not expected to apply Shor.
Alright. Now then, Umarot. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says no. The Gemara is just the other way. The Vafka Lachina. Umarot. Bamach before the Chameh. The Kedro of the moment. The Kedro of the Makulizma. We pull here, Chavli Sumches, Vili Krabono. The Benanes. So what does the Gemara say now in the Maskon? That Adarab. Adarab. Sincere. There is like Kedro of the moment. And it's oikwi, in other words, since over there, there is law at the moment. And it's equal to the mar.
So in Mele, there is more reason that there should be Yachleiku Dachi with the Shvuyeh. Then in this case, when Shayach to say where it is to be presumed that Avayu Baburati.
So Umar or some Diket law at the moment, Zikul Mila Kuledimah.
So there is more reason to say Yachlei Kudachti with Shvuyeh.
So the Gishtei says, we pull Chalui Simcha Svir Aleike Rabono, the Benanis. So the Chashinu Yishvuyeh Shok, the Benanis, Adarabe, Yichadike Lemima Kulezima,
Pau de Bloi Shvuyeh, Mishum Yike Bivada Yishvuyeh Shok.
Certainly, this is certainly right in this, because we couldn't say it any other way. By the way, the Gemara says that Adarabe, since he's drawn the moment,
and it's oikoledema, and either the blood belongs completely to the original owner of the polo, or the blood belongs completely to the original owner of the hamelia.
So mele there we have more reason that we should take Yeshua. So that could be only according to Rabbanon or Benami. They are not cheshish for that boiling the Yeshua shop. Mashiach came according to Benanis. So Benanis says that there couldn't be Shvuyeh, it could not be imposed by Bezdin or Pampari if we know that it's a result of this Shvuyeh. So one of the parties will swear Shvuyeh Shov, will take Shvuyeh Shov. So in that case, Machlok Baruch Hameya, if there will be a Shvuyeh, so one of the parties will swear Shvuyeh Shov. Now it's Hadar Rabbi, he's going to call him out of the Shvuyeh Shvuyeh Shov. Umar or some dike draw the moment. Vielleicht, das ist der Bart in Gabi Alba. Die Oma hat nach, wenn Kolda und Dwar, Porz, man macht Porz, Kolda und Dwar ist Porz, man macht Porz, man kann er ja gleich. Und schau nur, so mich getrohe dem Momele. Sie wollen Porz, ich komme aus, so mich getrohe dem Momele. Sie können mir nach Kolda und Dwar ja gleich. Gabi Alba, die können mir da war, ihr will Chilkin, oder Kolda und Dwar, so hoche. Heine Schum. So, over there. Now, Tesis explains Drohe dem Momele hier, in the same way, Drohe dem Momele over there. And over there, die Morgen makes a distinction. Between your mach, before we come here, this is Yachleik. And Aru Arbe, so it's called Aru Arbe, because by the Bach and Forbach HaMeir, there is all the moment when he gives up the best, and so it's Yachleik. Mashein came by Aru Arbe, so there is no all the moment they produce the Sofi, so the Mele, it's called Aru Arbe. And there, that territory remains. The Gemara doesn't refute that distinction. Here, the Maskon of the Gemara is Adarab, that if there is like it all the moment, so there is more reason as to why there should be Yachleik with the Shvuyeh. So he says, Hayu shum de lin yoch luke svor at roh the moment and he says, Miach ha shesofi gomur, to roi tani som day din shi Yachleik, aval arbe, aval gav de shoy tavayi, kivin de leket roh the moment, vein il zin av dir kolay dvar. That's in regard to the question as to whether we should apply dir luke or a din of kolay dvar. Mashein can hear what the question is. The question here is not between Chluke without the Shvuyeh and Chluke with the Shvuyeh. I'm sorry. The question here is not whether Chluke or Kol Dam Dvar, but the question is whether Chluke with the Shvuyeh or Chluke without the Shvuyeh. So, Avon in Shvuyeh, a moyim svore to Odom Omer Lach Lai Lai Shvuyeh. Acharei Shvuyeh Bivada Shalach Amen. Svore Hu Shiyachliko Bishvuyeh Ula Yidach Amen.
So, Tesis emphasizes
the fact that whereas in Shnayim Mozim Mikalet, so we say Tavayi Badod Adbo, Ikel Nima Tavayi, So by Machlis Baruch Hamir, so he doesn't emphasize the fact that Machlis Baruch Hamir the reason for all the Mormonay, and here Shneimer and Talis, there is like it all the Mormonay. So it's mashma from Loshim Teisves and from Loshim Teisves that whereas, according to Rashi, the Gemara, the Maskona of Gemara, mentions two separate reasons as why the logic works is the other way.
One is Tulav Kalachino. The logic works the other way. Ma also diket all the moment le ma. Diket all the moment le ma. But here it's like it all the moment. So that's one reason as to why.
Adarabe. So there should be, so according to Rashi,
so there should be, so there is more of a reason that it should be achleiku here, but not more to be talis without the shwe. It's another there. And then another reason as to why it should be achleiku without the shwe.
There is more of a reason here as to why it should be achleiku without the shwe in the Machlokes Hamira. For two separate reasons. From Tesis, Tesis emphasizes the fact that here is tavali b'adodat bo, whereas over there it's kulimah v'kulimah.
He doesn't emphasize the leket raw the moment here as against the iket raw the moment over there.
So it's mashman says it's not two separate reasons. Not as Rashi says the eight.
But it's one reason. And according to Tesis pshat of raw the moment, we can explain it as one reason. Because this is what Gemara is saying.
Gemara is saying,
vilavka lochemel, umaho som diket raw the moment, ma viket raw the moment. It's vikol mima kulim ma, vikol mima kulim ma. Over there, so the late on his family, you know, some of the best. And the nature of the circumstances of the case is of such character that the suffix is presented whether the blood belongs completely to the original Balapor or the blood belongs completely to the original Balkhamir.
So it's one reason, not two separate reasons. Thesis doesn't say veid al kol. It's one reason. So if Sumcha says Yachleiku v'lo Yishwe, in that case, by Machlis Baruch Hameya, where the Loitani says, a sofik is presented as to whether the blood belongs completely to Balapor, or the blood belongs completely to Baruch Hameya, so it's Yachleiku v'lo Yishwe, al haskamo v'chamo, that here, ochet leket ro the moment. So there is nothing peculiar in the circumstances of the case, the second case, we should produce a suffix to us as to whether the talis belongs completely to war, to Uvein, or completely to Shimei. No, I can make it for the Meimano. The Ikele Meimad is a value. On the contrary, here, so suppose they wouldn't tie. We see two Uvein and Shimei have possession of a talis. What would we say? Chazokik or Mashiyon Yishisholet? They both hold it, so it's both.
So even if they hold it, it's the same thing. It doesn't change anything. Because it's like a draw at the moment. It doesn't, there is nothing peculiar in the circumstances of the case that there should be a suffix in our mind.
Who owns the talis? On the contrary, here, it's like a draw at the moment. We tell him Tavayi and we say Tavayi. It's not only Nitalimema. We say Tavayi. It's Chazok Komashiyam Shishalei.
So we call Stein that we should say Yachleiku v'lo Yishwe, because after all, over there is more of a reason to say Yachleiku with Yishwe over there than over here. Because over there we certainly cannot say it's a vadai, there is a presumption that the blood belongs to both. On the contrary, we know that the blood does not belong to both. Either it belongs to the Balapor, or it belongs to Baruch Hameya. And the circumstances of the case are such that we have to say either it belongs completely to the original Balfour, or it belongs completely to the original Bahamid. So in other words, so there is no presumption. We cannot take it for granted. It belongs to both, so it's Yachleiko.
No, we know that it doesn't belong to both. And still we say Yachleiko, the Yishwe, even though there's a possibility that had each one been required to take Yishwe, he would be deterred and would be made there. So we don't.